I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 932, The Gift of Gratitude. We've all seen people with a sense of gratitude for all of life, and we've also seen other people who walk through this world with a sense of entitlement. True joy is the companion of the first, and continual frustration is the companion of the second. And this is not debatable. The examples are endless and everywhere. Right up there in the top five ways you can instantly improve the health of your soul is to cultivate an attitude of gratitude. And it isn't once and done. This is a lifestyle. And the good news is, it's not hard to find lots and lots and lots of ways to be grateful if you only have eyes to see. You see, when the gift of gratitude is given, you're giving the gift to others, to God, and to yourself. Let's explore. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors, ourselves. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us? Man, loving well is being grateful. The contrast is all too evident, isn't it? We've all seen that ungrateful child at a birthday party. His friends have brought beautifully packaged gifts, handed to the birthday boy with a loving smile. And the ungrateful child snatches up the present, rips off the decorative paper, glances briefly at the gift with nothing more than a slight frown, and tosses it aside with a grunt, and then looks up greedily for the next offering to the God of me. That's truly painful to watch. Now the parent tries to instill gratitude with words like, "Wow, isn't that cool, Johnny? You're going to love that. Say thank you to Billy." The spoiled brat may or may not obey. But even if he does, you know he doesn't really mean it. An ungrateful person is painful to watch. But it doesn't have to be that way. In Leading with a Limp, Dan Allender writes about gratitude like this: all of life is a gift, and we grow to be like Jesus as we embrace this gift. I need only lift my eyes from my keyboard. I know that each breath, each heartbeat is a gift. Not a single molecule of what I see is deserved or earned. The matchless gifts of my wife, of beauty, of the sun, land, water, and air that surround me make any presumption of ownership or entitlement completely laughable. All of life is a gift. And if the material, the tangible world, is a gift, how much more so is the embrace of our resurrected God? The scriptures urge us again and again to be grateful people in places like Colossians 4:2. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And even old Jonah from the belly of the beast wrote, "But I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say, salvation comes from the Lord." And there are many, many more verses like this one in 1 Chronicles 16. "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Gratitude is not hard. In fact, it's one of the easiest and most loving responses to learn and master. Gratitude is simply the recognition that something good has come your way. Hear that again. It's simply the recognition that something good has come your way. And there's an action to this. It's also been defined as the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for, and to return kindness. And that means gratitude isn't just about big moments that come every once in a while in our lives. It's about every moment, where there are always things to be grateful for. You can be grateful for a good cup of coffee, the smile on a stranger's face, the hug of a grandchild, the morning sunrise or evening sunset, a delicious meal, a loving conversation, the beauty of nature, the quick but intentional touch of a friend. The possibilities to be grateful are truly unlimited. Here's the great question. Can you pause right now and just out loud name five things you're grateful for? They could be small things. But after each one, say, "Thank you, Lord." Let's pray this prayer from lordsprayerwords.com. Thank you. I dwell upon the goodness in my life. Thank you. I cherish in my heart your gift to me. Thank you. I notice the blessings of life, breath, loving, and sharing. I am so grateful. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 933. And in the meantime, here are some gratitude quotes to get you going. Will Arnett said, "I am happy because I am grateful. I choose to be grateful. Gratitude allows me to be happy. Michelle Obama said, "We learn about gratitude and humility, that so many people had a hand in our success." Lorne Hill said, "Everything we do should be a result of our gratitude for what God has done for us." And Maya Angelou wrote, "This is a wonderful day. I have never seen this one before." And one more from Christian Armstrong. "When we focus on our gratitude, the tide of disappointment goes out and the tide of love rushes in." That's great, because that's what we're all about. Love rushing in. To yourself, to others, and to the Lord, be generous today in giving the gift of gratitude.